Mal the time I would think. Since right now he forgot for what he was hiding it for. So I would think when he carries it out now stam, he doesn't have a machshava to be machshavit. So he's like anybody else that after needs a shear. And Pachas Mikashir should be potter. Kamashmula, no. Whatever you do now, Mistami, you're doing for the same das you had before. And when you brought this seed into your house, when you were much near the seed, you had das to use the seed. So since Matkhila you had das to use the seed, even later when you take it out on Shabbos without das, we say Minastam, a person is doing now, al das Rishayna Waisa. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Therefore, for once you are Matniya, once you took home one seed to hide in your house, like to use it, like your Machshav, one seed I'm going to use, now on Shabbos you carry it out, even with Stam Das, you also Chayiv. Drash Yom Rabbayah. Vadai, Meitzel is Riyachai, Venachnam, that's Pshitam. The person Mamish takes the seed out to plant it now, Avadi Yachayim. The Yafagad Layat Nimikurum, even if you didn't hide it beforehand. Or Masnis in the boy Masniya. Why does our Mishnah say a Loshin a Masniya? The Meitzi Stamkam, or somebody carries it out Stam. To go in the Talkloy, Nibayas, the Bayas. Stam, you want to carry it now from one house to another house. You own two apartments, and you want to carry the seed from this house to the other house. Not Amunas to plant it. Since right now you're not carrying it out to plant, you're only carrying it to carry from one house to another house through the Rishus Rabbim, so Stamazo, you'd be potter. It's not a shear, it's not the size of five seeds. Now why you chayiv? Because Metchila you had das to hide it. To be machshavet, that's why you chayiv. V'im toimah kvashon, that's the chiddush in the Mishnah. You took it in, and now when you carry it out Stam, still you chayiv. Because we say adas Rishayna hu moitzi. If somebody hides it, though, he's chayiv. Metchila, you hit it, took it into the house to plant this one seed. Over dugma, this small piece of material you took in to use for a sample. V'shochach l'ma matzniya, now you forgot what you took it in for. V'ashto mapak le'stam l'talt l'mibayis l'bayis. Now you stop carrying your small seed or the small material from one house to another house. That's what you're doing. Is mal the tema betuli botla machshavto is a trashy kiv on the shochach b'shos b'shas feitzor shlohoye zocho b'yatnosoim. You forgot now for what purpose you hid it. Is botloy machshavtoim v'yein kan the trashy loy chashivas machshavas atzno v'loy machshavas feitzor. Right now when you're carrying it out, there's no chashivas to it. You're only carrying this seed from one house to another house, so it's not a double choshev. I metchilo, you were matznir it, you hid it, but now you forgot what you hid it for. As I would think, you potter kamash from the chiddush. The chol oisa stam al dasa rishon oisa uvashach yuseha kai makoi. That's the chiddush. The about metchilo, when you brought this seed into your house, for you was a dove choshev. You had in doubt that sometimes you'd go out and plant this one seed, even though now in Shabbos you forgot about it. Still you chayiv. Because we say the chashivas is still here. Kol zeman you were mevatel that chashivas, just that you forgot about it, is called adas. Adas rishayna voice. Amar Rav Yudah Mashmuel, mechayev hoye Rabbi Meir, af b'moitzi chita achas lazriya. Even if you carry out one chita, one wheat, to plant it, you chayev. That's what our Mishnah says. Hamasniel is zera is kolshu. You carry out savada. One seed is also choshev. But for out here, your mamish carrying it out, amanas to plant it. So your mamish machshev it. Savada yichayev for one seed. What's of Yehuda's chiddush here? So the Gemara mal the tema kolshu. That the Mishnah says if you have das to take it out, yichayev with a kolshu. I would think the Mishnah's lav dafka. That just means lafuki migregus. You don't have to carry out enough seeds the size of a gregris, a dried out date, which is usually the shear of oichten. But I would think you do need at least the size of the kazayas at least. The Mishnah says kol shuas lav dafkum. It's just not a gregris, but a kazayas maybe you do need. Kamashmula, no. When the Mishnah says kol shua means bediyuk, even for kol shua, even for one seed, for one chita, you also chayv if you carry out on Shabbos. Since for you it's kosher. So Rashi Kolshu Tanan, or Stam Mishnah Rameya, so what's the Chiddush? I would think it just means Lafuki Megregris. This Shar Oichlim, that other Oichlim needs a Gregris. That's the Shear of a dried out date. Here you don't need the Shear of a dried out trait. Kamash Malon, Nain, a Kolshu is enough. So Marmaskiv La Rab Yitzchah, Bred Rab Yehuda. If you're going to tell me your svara now, you go boss of the person's machshava. And even though usually by oichlim you need a shiur b'gregris, but if to you it's machshav, this small piece of a cookie is less than a kazai, it's less than a gregris. But since you're going to use it for a fuah, your chayiv, hey, so you have that, use this small piece. To you it's choshev yichayiv, you go boss your machshava. Oy bazoi, what about fakert? Chishev lohaitzi kol beisoi. The person has das now in Shabbos, I want to carry out my whole house. I have 25 chairs in the house. And I have das now, I want to carry out all 25 chairs. That's my das. Kum the sois, if I only take out 15 chairs, it's not choshev to me. That wasn't my machshava. My machshava was to take out 25 chairs. So the chur, if you don't take out the 25, you only take out 24 chairs, it should be potter if you go boss your machshava. Is hochin amid loy mechayiv ademapik lekulei. Since you have das to take out the whole house, so if you take out less than everything, you should be potter. Just like you're saying here, if you have das to take out something small, your das is machshavit, so what din faket, if you have das to take out a lot, so less than that, you have no machshav at all, you should be potter. Have to go more name. Hosam botlei daita yetzikolodim. That das is like botle, that's not a kol choshev das. Normal people know that when something the size of a gregris, it's a double that the thing, one share, could be used. That you have machshava now only to carry out 25 shears, that can't make it that one shear has no chshivus. That's bottle daitoin. Because in the Mitzvah, one shear is chashiv. That you can't say. Avad if it's chashiv. Ah, you want to take out more and more and more and more? Good, that could be a machshava. But you can't say for taking out one shear, it's not a double chashiv. Everybody knows it's a double chashiv. The Mishnah is saying, Chiddush Vakeret. One seed by itself is not a davar choshev, one chita. But if you have das to plant one seed, you can be machshavit. Trash yelam meyata, demas nisim v'dayte talinon, kidakamr is telling a person's das, mishum diyad das vishayna, machshavit leish yuroi, yom machshavit givet a good shir, avazoy chishav leitzi kol beisoi, bohitzo achas. At one time you want to take out all 25 chairs. You only machshiv 25 shears. One shear has no chshivis. If you're only to take out one share at a time, you'll be potter. So Rashi's even a bigger chiddush. As you are thus take out all 25 at one time, like you want to take the whole house out at one time. So if you want to take it out now one by one, you'll be potter, because that's not your machshava. Your machshava is take it all at one time. And the Gemara, that you can't say. That I've had a bottle of daite. Vishiyure de choshev lin she choshev. Since one chair, or the size of the gregris ba'ichlin, is a dove choshev for people, to everybody it's choshev. Even though you don't want it right now, it's bottle of daite. I've had it had this choshev, it should be chayev. Vaita v'chol odom ein chayovim olav ele kishiyure. So the Mishnah is saying in Kiddush, even though this Reuven, the Baal HaBos of this chita, took it into his house, I'm not to plant it. So if Reuven carries it out on Shabbos, he's chayiv. So if the Mishnah, but if somebody else comes into Reuven's house and takes out the chita, he's potter. Somebody else, kol odom needs a shir. Yoni chayiv either with five seeds or whatever the shir ma. So the Gemara, Masnis and like Reb Shimon ben Elozer. Our Mishnah is not like Reb Shimon ben Elozer. The Tanya we learned before, Klal Omer Reb Shimon ben Elozer, kol sheina kosher latzniyoi, v'yei matzniyo kemoyu. Even though something that's less than a shear, it's less than a gregris. So most people don't hide, don't care about a piece of food less than a gregris. But one person cares here about it. For him it's a refuah, so there's half of a cracker. For him he's machshev, it's a refuah for me. And this one person, Reuven, took this chatzi gregris, this piece, small piece of cracker, and hid it for himself. So he was machshev. So if he carries it out, avad he's chayiv. If somebody else now comes and carries out the small cookie, is also mischayiv zeh machshavto shalzeh. This other person that carries out is also chayiv. And since the Baal HaBos, one person was machshav this cookie, this small piece, because him it's refuah. If he'll take it out, he's chayiv. Rav Shimon, his machshav helps everybody. Whoever comes down with his house and takes out the small piece, he's chayiv on it. So that's not like our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says klo, only the person that hides it for himself, that's useful for himself, he's chayiv. But everybody else needs a shear. Yeah. So our Mishnah dings achon Reb Shimon ben Elozer. Trashi v'chol odem ein chayiv elu kishiroi v'yafa pi shuch shel zeh v'tznioi. Still, other people are potter. Omar Rove, Omar Rav Nachman. Hoitzi ki groi gret liachila. Somebody carried out on Shabbos a piece of cookie the size of a gregris.
So that's a dried out date. So yichayiv midiraisa. That's a choshev b'shir. Yichayiv midiraisa. Liachila. And metchila you had das eat it. Now since you have das eat it, that's the shear you need. You need bedafka this size cookie. The cookie would have been smaller than a gregus, you'd be potter. Now in the middle of you carrying it outside, when nimla choler, you change the mind as riyah. Oh, so we're not talking about dafka a cookie, we're talking about a chita, a wheat. A piece of wheat. Now a piece of wheat, you could eat it, or else you could plant it. So metchila, when you carried it out, you had enough wheat in your hands, the size of a gregus. And you had das tita. But later, before you put it down, you changed your mind on you want to plant it right now. Are you chayiv or not? That's the shayla. V'nimla chalel lizriya. Inami yos tesvar fakir. Lizriya. Metchila, you took out this gregarious, size of gregarious of wheat. You took out enough wheat, and yad machshav lizriya. So metchila, you didn't have to take out so much to be chayiv. You would have been chayiv for one chita, since your das was for planting it. But you happened to take out the size of the gregarious. V'nimla chalel, and after you made the akirum, while you're walking, taking it outside, you changed your mind, liyachila. Is aloha chayiv. Here avadi yechayiv. Why? Because no matter what machshava you have enough of a shia to be mechayiv. You took out the size of a gregarious. So if you have das to plant it, chita yechayiv. Because for planting, even chayiv was less than a gregarious. And if you have das to eat it, you're also chayiv. Because a gregarious is enough of a shia to be mechayiv. What's the chiddush? Zilhoch yikish yurei, v'zilhoch yikish yurei. Whichever way you look, you have a shia. So avadi yechayiv. What's the chiddush? So the more amount, the time I would think, no. Bina nakira, v'hanocha b'chod ha-machshava, the melechus hoitzu on Shabbos needs two things to mechayiv. You have to have an akira, you have to first pick up the chayfitz, and walk down damit, or else take it from Rishus Yechad to Rishus Rabin, and then make hanocha. So you need these two nice things to mechayiv, akira and hanocha. So I would think maybe you have to have the same machshava during the akira and during the hanocha. Here, v'shas, the akira, you had to ask it. B'shas, the anocha, you have to ask to plant it. Maybe not mitzara to two ma'isim. Kamash v'lon, yes. The Baal Teshir is enough on both sides. To mechayiv you, we don't care if you had a shino machshav in between. Still, you chayiv. That's the chiddush. V'hobo leka, kamash v'lon, you don't need the same machshav. Two machshavas are also enough. Joashi, v'nim lechalel yoichle, v'nichle, you put it down now. Kladim ravaita, v'y rova, Metchila, you took out a chatzi gregarious to plant. You took out a small amount of wheat. Not a gregarious, only a chatzi gregarious. So if you would have taken it out to eat, you'd be potter. That's not the shear. But since you took it out on manas to plant it, which you were machshavit, so you chayiv. V'tovcha, and now by says the rainwater got inside it, and these chit and these wheat blew up, and it became the shear of a gregarious. V'nimla cholel achila. And now, b'shas hanochi, you changed your mind to put it down, you want to eat it only. Ismael, are you chayiv or not? What's the shaila here? Here it's a little bit less. Because if it wouldn't have blown up, the way you first took it out, it was chatzi gregarious. So if you would have changed your mind to eat it, you'd be potter. Because b'shas hanochi, you don't have a shir for achilu. But here it's modna, in between, it got bigger, and now you have the shir for achilu. Ismael, im tintzalei mahosamudun chayivim, so same with the first case. We had the shear of a gregarious both times. Yechayiv, why? The zilhoch yikashuroid, the zilhoch yikashuroid. Zay b'shas hanocha, zay b'shas akira, the whole time, you had the shear of a gregarious. So you had enough of a size to be mechayiv you. That's why yechayiv. Of the hoch here, the shayla was, kivon de be'idna, the alkalai heavy be'shir with achilim. B'shas, you took out this wheat, it was only a chatzi gregarious. It wasn't big enough to be mechayiv you if you would have had das lachilo. True, you took it out with das to plant it. So that's enough to be mechayiv you. But maybe, b'shas akira, you're not going to be mechayiv for the machshava of the anocha. Because b'shas hanocha, your machshava was tidit. And right now, at the beginning, when you picked it up, made the akira, there's not enough size to be mechayiv you for an achila. You don't have a gregarious. Is like mechayiv, that's a swar, maybe not mechayiv. Or duma, the other swar is no. Kivon dilu ishtik. When you picked it up, you took it out, I'm not to plant. Right? Now, if you would have kept quiet the whole time and made the hanocha with that machshava for planting, you would be mechayiv. Dilu ishtik, v'loi choshev olei, and you wouldn't have changed your mind now to eat it. Mechayiv a machshava, this riyah, you would have been mechayiv for the first machshava. Or v'zoi hoshen hashtanam mechayiv. Now also, it's not worse. That that you changed your mind now and decided to eat it, but since at the end, l'maisa, you have a shear of a gregarious, So this machshava could be mechayiv you, and metchila b'shas you picked it up, even though then it was pachas mitgregris. But at that time you had machshava to plant it, which you machshav it, you get mechayiv for that. So the chur in both cases you chayiv. So Rashi, im tim slayma behi, af agav yakirav anochalav v'chad machshava u'd mechayiv. This svar is different than the first svar. Hosamu de zilhocho, v'shas machshava rishayna hoyaboy kishir l'machshavtoy v'shir l'machshava shniyah. Oh, in the first case, you had a size of the Gregorist the whole time. So both the Machshavist is enough of a Shia to Mechaye for the whole time. Hilkach mitstarfi akirav anocha. Therefore, v'shaste akirav anocha, even though you changed your mind, your Machshavist, but for both Machshavist at all times, you had a Gregorist. That's a Shia to Mechaye. Ah, v'lhocha. Vidna diafka. Here, v'shas, you picked it up. You made the Akiron lehevi boshir lemachshavishniya. B'shas you took out this chatzi greigris. If you would have thought b'shas the kira manas tidit, you would have been potter because you don't have a shear for achila shel hanochom. So since at the end when you put it down, you thought about the anochom to put it down l'shem achila, maybe you potter. Because since at the end you thought about achila, maybe you have to have enough shear the whole time to be mechaya for an achila, and that you don't have. B'shas you picked it up; it was a chatzi greigris. That wasn't the shear for achila. Maybe it's not mitzarf. That's one svarim. I don't know if I cared. Kiv when the ilwishta kira can't be worse. If he would have kept quiet, his first machshava of taking it out was a machshava to plant it. Now if he would have kept quiet, bach shniyam ispe shil is riyam mechayiv. With this machshava, you are chayiv, because since you picked up, even though it's a chatzi gregris, but your machshav to plant this much wheat, so it's a chashav shir, you chayiv for it. Since there's enough of a shear for a last machshava here, you have enough of a shear for this shear for next one. So vadi mechayiv. Vaytas of tomorrow. V'im tim tzolayma kiv on nilu ishti. V'loy choshev v'loy mechayiv a machshava. This ria hashanami mechayiv. He has to be mechayiv. Right. Another case is. Metchila, the person took out the size of the gregris, a dried out date of wheat, and he had not eat it. So at this time, he's chayif for this machshavim, because he has the shear of the gregris. But Samka, in the middle, while he's walking outside with Shusravim, they shrunk. This wheat shrunk, and right now there's no more shear of the gregris. So if he would have kept this first machshavim still of eating it, he'd be potter. Because b'shas hanocha, there's no shear to be machayiv, you would shrunk. There's not a shear of a gregris right now. The second the wheat shrunk and there's not a shear of a gregris, he changed his mind. Lizria, he decided not to plant it. And made with this machshava planting, you are chayiv. Say it's a good shayla maho. What's the loch here? Hocha vada, here. Ki yishtik a machshava kemaisa loy mechayiv. You don't have the first svarim. Because see, if he would have kept quiet, he took it out, I'm not eat it. If he would have only had that machshava the whole time, he'd be potter. Because at the end, before he put it down, it shrunk. There's not a shear of a gregris here. So with the first machshav of eating it, you'd be potter. So you don't have that machshav, that svarim. If you would have kept quiet, you'd be chayiv. Here, if you would have kept quiet, you would have been potter. So that's a sadya potter. Oy dilma, the other svar is no. Oy dilma, bosa ashtas linim, amonashach. At every second that you're carrying out these chitim, you're chayiv. When you picked it up, you had das tidit, you had the shear of a gregris. Later, the second it became shrunk, it got less. There's no shir achila, but our co-partner, at that second, you decided to carry it out now, lizriya, so you also chayiv. So zilbos ha'ashter, right now, there's no shir ach gregris, but now you machshav risk to plant it. O mechayiv? So maybe here you are chayiv. Right. V'im tim tzloyma, bos ha'ashter aslinin, I feel you want to say, you go bos the machshav right now, since now you have that to plant it. And there's a shir of planting, you are chayiv, o mechayiv. What about faker? You have that, you took out the shear of a gregris, a regular size, a big size, and leachila. Novit somka, the wheat shrunk. There's no shear of a kezayis, of a gregris. The chosre v'tovcha. So b'shas the akira, it was a gregris. While you're walking, it became less than a gregris. It shrunk. But 2 minutes later, it was the fourth. The rainwater came down again, and it blew up again. It came back to the shear of a gregris. And you put it down, now it had a shear of a gregris. So here, b'shas akira, b'shas hanocha, there was a shear of a gregris. But in between, it was less. is mahu. Yesh dichul in yin Shabbos, ayin dichul in yin Shabbos teiku.
Here's your shiloh. In between you carrying it, it lost the shear to be mechayiv you. That is far from dichui. As this time was like dochi, you threw away, it's not right to be mechayiv you. For these few minutes in between, when it shrunk, less than a gregris, and since your machshavah is now heated, you put with that machshavah. But since 2 minutes later, it became back again to the shear of a gregris, maybe it's mechayiv. That's the Gemara Shaila. Is there a svar from dichui at the Shabbos or not?
So Rashi, yesh dichui. Ma shechosru bentayim, these 2 minutes that this wheat became less than a share of a groigris. Ilu an chavi shos, if he would have put it down taka that second when it's not a shear, loy mechayiv. Avadi vipotah then, because tanocha was talking to make a shear. Enochanam medi akir was kishir, but for Shabbos yoni chayiv was an akir and anochim. And here v'shas anochim was less than a shear. No, here the Shaila was, Bishashu put it down and again blew up again, and it became to the share of a Gregris. Is mi Aminim, Torah is Dichui. That means, the Nidchiloi Mechiv Chatis. About these few seconds when you're carrying it now, at this second there's no Chiv Chatis, O Botala Akirim. That's as far as said the first Akirim is like Botala, like it's not here. V'chihot de Tovcha, later when it blows up again, V'nichu, when you put it down, have Yanochab Le Akirim, blows like a new Hanochab. That's as far as from Dichui. Since that 1 second in between, it wasn't right to be mechayiv, we consider as if the first mice akira stopped. No more akira. Now, when it comes back to the size of a gregris, you have to start over again. So you're still walking, you're not making a new akira, all you're doing is just making an anocha along your potter. I do know there's no din dichui. Even though that second's not roi, so what? You don't say you stopped the akira. The first akira is going on. And later when you make the anocha, since Meshach HaNocha there's a shear of a grape, which it would be Mechayiv. So tomorrow take, more blessed by taking this word. Yeah. Rabbi, boy minei rovim Rav Nachman. Rav Chatekash from Rav Nachman. Zorek kezayis truma lebeis tomei mal. Somebody has only a kezayis truma. Now on Shabbos was saying to be Mechayiv to carry out food on Shabbos, you need the shear of a gregris. Less than a gregris, you potter. There you're only carrying out a kezayis. A kezayis, the size of an olive, is less than a dried out date. So you shouldn't be chayiv. But what do you do with this truma? You throw it to the Beis HaKfaris. And the shas that lands, it becomes tummy. This truma becomes tummy. Is mao. What's the halacha? That's the shayla. So tomorrow lamai, what are the asking the shayla? Ilin yin Shabbos, if you want to know you chayiv for this mice on Shabbos, as you threw from your house out to the Beis HaKfaris, Meshus HaRabim. So we want to know if you chayiv or not. For the Gemara, the Gregor's been in. Avadi a potter. Since it's not a shear of the Gregor's, you potter. It's an oichel, it's truma. So if you have less than a shear, you potter with your eiser. Elin yin tumma, if you want to know it's makabo tumma. This truma now went and touched the Beis HaKfaris. Is it makabo tumma not? So the Gemara, kebetz oichel binin. There's a cloud. You need at least the size of a kebetz of oichel to makabo tumma. Here you only have the size of the gazayas of an olive, which is smaller than an egg. It's not makabo tumma either. So when this truma touches the mace, it's not makabo tumma. So what's your shayla here? Nothing happened. You potter from Shabbos, and it's not makabo tumma. So the Gemara liyelam nin yin Shabbos. I think we're talking about the shayla yichayiv for the tzoy Shabbos. You threw it through the Shus Rabban Dal Damis. You want to know if yichayiv or not? Okay, going the case is yika pochus mekebeya oichlim. We're talking about what you have in your hands right now. Don't forget, yika pochus mekebeya oichlim means there. Hey, there by the Beis HaKfaris, you have there some oichlim already, but the size there is less than a kebetzer. Vahai, that what you have in your hand, the truma you have in your hand, and you're throwing it there, is mashlim ala kebetzer. You're finishing off the shear that now when it lands, there in the Beis HaKfaris, there's a kebetzer. There's the size of an egg of food. Now when it lands, since together you have a base, it's makabel tumma. Is mine, that's the shayla. Medim, it's tarif linyin tumma. Mechayiv nama linyin Shabbos, there should be a new svara. Since when this kezayis of truma lands, it's makabel tumma, because it comes together with the other food that's there, and now together you have a kebetz of oichlim. It's makabel tumma, so maybe it's a chashuv zrika. To be metameh is maybe a svara who adin linyin Shabbos also. Vilcha Shabbos is also called a chashuv zrika, since it's makabel tumma. I do my name. Kol linyin Shabbos the gregris binin. Anything that gets to Shabbos, you don't need the size of the gregris. Less than the gregris, you potter. Even though it's also makabel tumma, so what? Tumma lechud and Shabbos lechud. Rashi, why am I shlimu? Shenocho etzloi v'shlimu, v'yadei hanocho zu nitmu. Mai, mi de choshev ach zrikel in yitumen, this is svarim. Since mi de reisa, this rik is a choshev as rikon. Because it's makabo tumen now, is choshev namal in yishabes. Azach in amigu. That mi de reisa, this is a choshev as rikon, so maybe the Torah was mechaibi for this rikon. Ki lo hu ke gregris. As if it's called you carry out a gregris, or mechaib, and yichaib for Shabbos aloi, maybe no. Kafot, there's no gregris here. You'll be potter on Shabbos. That's the shayla. Omalei, and for the Gemara, tinisu abishol, we learned abishol, abishol leim, we learned abishol said, shtei halechem, somebody carries out the shtei halechem, that's on Shavuos. Velechem aponim yad every Shabbos. Ish yurun kegregris. If you carry them outside the base of Migdish, to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, on Shabbos, yoni chayib, yeah, the gregus is the kasha of Yamai. Why are you pot if you carry out less than the gregus of lechem aponim or say lechem on Shabbos? Neymar, me the